this morning for this time of Thanksgiving, looking at a couple of passages I want to talk about today. One is in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. But then we're going to go into James, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. First, in Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" But then if we go down to verse 9, it says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God." And then we're also looking in the New Testament to the letter of James, James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. James chapter 2, beginning with verse 14, it says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sometimes it's a little strange to me that we have one day of the year that to be thankful, right? It seems like, well, I guess all the other days we could just sit around and be a grump and not be thankful, not say those words. But not today. Oh, no, today is Thanksgiving. It's called Thanksgiving Day. We have to be thankful, right? Or maybe being thankful is such a difficult thing to do, and so there is only one day set aside for it. People may not be able to be thankful in too many days, but for one day they may be able to grin and bear it and pretend that they are thankful. Maybe they could just say those magic words, but they don't. Many people will have this day off from work or school, but still those magic words will never come out of their mouths. They'll never even utter the words, "thank you," even on Thanksgiving Day. For some, they really feel that they have been given a raw deal and at least they got the day off from work or school. But for others, they think they have no one to thank. After all, they worked hard and provide for what they have, and so, well, people should be thanking them, they think. Or life is just a bunch of random events colliding with each other, and who do you really thank for randomness and chaos? Either you've earned it or you didn't. If you earned it, then, well, you thank yourself. And if you didn't earn it, well, maybe you should thank at least another person who's given you the gift, whatever it is. But to see all of life and everything one has as a gift from God above, well, that takes faith. And then to put that faith into action and to be generous to others, well, that takes a certain kind of faith too. Now, I'm here to declare to you today that there is someone to thank on this day. Someone to thank on this day for such a day as these activities. And no, it's not just mom or grandma for making such a huge meal for you today, although you should thank them too. They do put a lot of work into preparing for this special day. But there is a God to thank, and there's much to be thankful for. At least on this day, many do choose to gather in order to give thanks and praise to the one who created it all and who continues to uphold and sustain all things. Prayer is usually the means for our offering of thanksgiving, but so is a whole life of gratitude toward others. Generosity, we call it. Generosity is response of that divine grace and gift that we have been giving. And I'm calling it a holy generosity today. A holy generosity. A special kind of generosity that's done out of an active faith in response to what God has given us. As it says in the Heidelberg Catechism that we read already, we do good so that in all our living, right, our whole life, in all our living, we may show that we are thankful to God for all that he has done for us, and so that he may be praised through us. Through all our living, we may show that we are thankful to God. Not to prove that we are good enough to be saved. No, no, no. But to show that we are thankful for what God has done for us. We are blessed. We are blessed this Thanksgiving morning. And we have so much to be thankful for. God has blessed us with his wonderful, magnificent creation. The earth continues to spin on its axis and orbit around the sun and move among the other solar systems in the Milky Way galaxy. God sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. We are blessed. God has placed us in one of the wealthiest nations of the world on this planet. We have some of the best health care in the world, where a heart can be tuned up without even opening up the chest. And if you've had too many French fries, your arteries can be scrubbed clean by certain medicines, too. We have water that comes to us that we don't have to go fetch it down the road from somewhere, from some well, community well. From electric toothbrushes to electric can openers, we're blessed to have electricity that does a lot of work for us. We have machines that harvest corn and shuck the cob and remove the kernels and then discard of the stover. And now we can even use corn and other plants to make fuel for our cars and our trucks. We can harvest the energy of the sun, the wind, and the water. What a time, what a world we live in. We are blessed. Even though we live in a world that's imperfect in many ways and still has many needs, still, today, we should acknowledge, of all the times, of all the ages of the world, we live in a blessed time. God is generous, and most of us have more than enough to live on. More than enough to be satisfied, to enjoy the life that God has given us. Most of us have more than enough, too, to contribute to the greater good, to those who are in need. But why do I talk about holy generosity, though? Let's go back to that, a holy generosity, because it is God's generosity that is poured out over us every day. And there's something spiritual about having enough. There's something spiritual about our basic needs being met. There's something spiritual about God's creation, God's providence, God's provision that we see all around us. There's something about these things we might call holy, a God thing. And so we take time today in order to give thanks to God because we recognize that God has been engaged in this holy generosity for a long, long time now. And we are the recipients of his good and many gifts to us. So close your eyes and pretend if you have to. It is right and good for us to give thanks today, and not just give thanks in general, but to give thanks to God, who's the giver of all good gifts. And maybe even say it out loud sometime today. Those words, thank you. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, God says, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." Just as God is holy and holy in his generosity toward other people, he calls his children to mimic his holy generosity toward others. It's the opposite of being greedy and stingy and hoarding things. This chapter in Leviticus also speaks of the peace offering or the fellowship offering that was to be given to God as a thanksgiving. It meant that there was peace and there was fellowship between the person and God. And part of that peace and fellowship was showing that we are generous toward others, particularly the poor and the foreigner living among you. Now, it's huge, especially in the Old Testament, of caring for the poor and the foreigner living among you. Today, we might call them illegal aliens. But when you harvest, it says, don't pick up every kernel of corn that falls on the ground or in the corners of your field. Don't bother gathering every last grape of your vineyard. Know that you have enough and allow others to have enough too. The poor would go through the field after the harvesters would go through and gather those loose rolling grapes on the ground. And the amount left on the field was often a matter of generosity by the individual farmer. Would leave something, knowingly leave something in the field for the poor, the foreigners who would come through later on. Care for the poor is a central concern of the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testaments. Some may call this justice. seeing that everybody has enough. There are many, many people in our country and around the world that do not have enough. And it's very difficult to be thankful when you don't have enough. Those rules in Leviticus about leaving some of your crops in the field are called the gleaning laws. Gleaning laws. The farmers would allow the poor to glean their fields after the harvest. They were actually helping the poor to worship God. Then the poor would have reason to praise and to thank God for God's provision for them. And then they might have enough to share with others who are worse off than they are. And that's true of just about every one of us, even today. There's always somebody else that's worse off than we are. Generosity begets generosity, though. It's multiplied. That's a holy generosity. And that's what it means to be holy like the Lord your God is holy, by practicing this holy generosity, as God has been very generous towards you and towards me. The Bible also tells us that holy generosity is like feet with faith. It's like feet with faith. The spiritual act of giving or sharing with the poor is woven throughout the fabric of Scripture. Through Jesus, it says in Hebrews chapter 13, and I know we didn't read that passage today, but I'm quoting from it now, Hebrews chapter 13. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, right? With our lips, with our tongues, with our mouths, a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And, it continues, do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. As we give thanks to God this year with our mouths, as we praise God with our lips, let us not forget to do good as well, and not just on one day of the year either. James says in his epistle that even the demons believe the minimum, right? Even the demons believe that God exists. A lot of people can say that. God exists, yeah. Can that type of faith save anyone, though? If a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and one of you says to him, go, I wish you warm, or wish you well, be warm and well fed, yet does nothing about his physical needs, what good is that sort of faith, he says. Holy generosity is faith with feet, a faith that is put into action. It is a faith that not only thanks God for all of his good gifts, but also then shares those goods with others who are in need. We do good things like being generous towards those in need, not because, like I said, not because we're earning God's love, not because we're trying to earn salvation. Instead, as the Catechism says, we've already been delivered from our misery and our sin. The first part of the Heidelberg Catechism. And by grace alone through Christ, the second part of the Heidelberg Catechism. God has loved us first. So we still do good, it says, because the Holy Spirit is renewing us to be like Christ. And through our whole life lived generously, we are showing how thankful we are to God for all that he's done for us. God may then be praised by others through our generous actions. And it also says that as we continue to do good, we are assured of our own faith by the fruit of our lives, our good deeds, are assuring us, encouraging us. The work that God has done in us already by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins and giving us new life and new hope and joy and purpose in life, that work inside of us is reassuring us, that the good deeds is showing that work is working through us and having an effect on our lives. Others may also be drawn to Christ, it says. Others may find him more attractive as we are generous and giving of our generous and giving and doing good deeds. Holy generosity is faith with feet that goes to meet people where they are in their needs. Sharing what we have with those who do not have enough, defined in James as proper clothing and food, daily food, it's not an extra flavor in your spiritual mocha, right? It's not really an option. Sharing with those in need is an essential ingredient with true spirituality, true discipleship, true following Jesus. Spirituality of gratitude and thankfulness toward God fuels this holy generosity toward others. We live a whole life of generosity in response to what God has done for us. That's the essence of the entire third section of the Heidelberg Catechism, the generosity, living a life of generosity, of thankfulness, of gratitude. For most of us, God has given us more than we need. And for that, we are rightfully thankful. And that means he's also given us opportunities to share with those who do not have enough. And you'll be given opportunities. Maybe soon an opportunity will come your way. I was hearing in the news about Warren Buffett, an investor who's making choices about what to do with his wealth and his vast amounts of wealth. And he's making plans and things like that. And I was thinking to myself, you know, his time is short. And if I knew my time was shorter, I'd start giving it away right now. I'd start having fun giving it away to great, wonderful causes and people in need right now, and to see and experience that joy and thankfulness on the part of so many people. We're truly blessed this Thanksgiving Day. God has blessed us richly. We have so much to be thankful for as a nation, as a city, as a church, as individual families, as we've shared already with one another. God sent the feet of his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, and he walked among us. And he reminded us that the things of this world, the material things of this world, are passing away. They're not going to be here forever. They're only temporary. And Jesus reminds us and told us things like, go and give all that you have to the poor, and then come follow me. He says, do not worry about your life, or what you'll eat, or what you'll drink. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? He also said, I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me. For whatever you did to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. You see, in God the Father's generosity, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have the gift of eternal life, everlasting life. He shows us the path for our feet of faith as we go forward from here. He shows us the way of a generous spirituality. He shows us the way of a holy generosity. May it be so for all of us today. Would you pray with me? Praise and thanksgiving be to you alone, Lord our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are to be praised and worshiped because you are holy, you are sovereign, you are almighty, you are the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. You provide for the sparrows and the eagles, the mountain goats, and the cattle of every field, and of course you watch over us too. Father in heaven, we give thanks for life and all that you give that helps life to flourish. We thank you for our joys, our triumphs, but also for griefs and trials and failures too, and how you teach us through these things, and you help us to grow, and you help us to trust you. Above all, we thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, that we find fulfillment and salvation in him. We praise you for our country too, for its beauty and the riches it has for us and the gifts it showers on us. We thank you, Lord, for the military men and women who continue to serve, and some even today around the world, protecting us, protecting our freedoms. We thank you for the peoples and the gift of languages that we speak and the variety of people that we have, the cultural heritage that we cherish. Enable us to use these things for the good of the human race and to bring glory to you, O Lord. On this Thanksgiving Day, Lord, we thank you for your holy word, for the truth that is given to all who would read and study it. Bless the believers and organizations that work hard and risk it all in order to get your word into restricted countries. We're also thankful for work, for jobs, and careers. We're thankful for our schools, too, for Christian and public schools. We thank you for curious minds you've given us, the ability to learn new things, to search out truth, to debate, to study, to engage and discuss. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit and the gift of discernment as we look through the truth of your word in our own studies of creation and all of its facets, using gifts of science, reason, logic, We're thankful for the families you have placed us in, Lord. We thank you for parents and grandparents and their loving care and their wise teaching. We're thankful for health and strength. And we lift before you those among us who struggle with health and need your healing, even this morning. And we remember Bob and Greg recovering from their knee surgery. We pray for Deb Gorby too, Lord, that she would feel better soon as well. And for others, Lord, who are struggling with illnesses or something that they haven't even mentioned to anyone else, Lord, we just pray for your healing and your strength. We remember those who struggle with depression too. And Lord, I pray that they would see your light, your goodness today, your provision for them, and they would feel your very presence with them. We're thankful for the harvest today, Lord, for those for more than enough to eat. We pray for our farmers as they bring in the harvest. We're thankful for warm places to sleep, for our homes, for clothes to wear. Today, Lord, we remember that you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts, that you sustain us with an abundance of supplies. And we pray for our local and global neighbors who do not have enough today, for those who will go to bed tonight hungry, lonely, or cold. We pray for our soup kitchens and our homeless shelter and food banks, our secondhand stores in our own community. Lord, please provide for their needs, the needs of the people they serve, and the desperate needs of many, even right here in our own community. We thank you, Lord, for our church and our community, and we pray that we would truly be a community of grace, of love, of hope, a community where truth, the truth of your word, is held out, and a community of holy generosity. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray and give thanks today. Amen.